Cardinal Sean Brady, Archbishop of Armagh and Primate of All Ireland, has described yesterday's meeting with Pope Benedict XVI as sad and serious. Pope Benedict called the Cardinal and Archbishop Dermot Martin of Dublin to the Vatican to be fully briefed on the Murphy Report into allegations of clerical child sex abuse in the Archdiocese of Dublin. Cardinal Brady spoke to Emer McCarthy about the encounter with the Pope and the future of the Church in Ireland.
I agree that this was a very important meeting, and indeed for us it was a sad occasion. For me it was the second time I came to Rome this year to discuss with the Holy Father the whole question of the abuse of minors by priests and religious. But we go home filled with a new confidence, a new satisfaction that there is a new awareness of the magnitude of this problem, not just in Ireland, and a determination to address it seriously and effectively. We are heartened by the promise on the part of the Holy Father in response to our request for a pastor letter, which will console us, teach us, and maybe admonish us, and maybe that's no bad thing. In fact, we look forward to that. We also await the many initiatives that were discussed at this meeting yesterday, which are not finally signed off. They must be developed. And those initiatives and the pastoral letter will be carefully considered and acted upon.
In your own statement, there was one sentence that said, we need to look on more closely at the role of the laity in the Church in Ireland. Many critics of the Church in Ireland said this is a role that has been underutilised.
There are people who are well educated, quite capable, quite aware of their duties and their responsibilities. I mean, there's things like parish pastoral councils, finance councils, diocesan pastoral councils, and now, of course, the Church has all these things since Vatican II, but the fact is we haven't taken them too seriously. On one side, there may be a lack of willingness on the part of the ordained to let go. At the same time, there's no great rush on the part of the laity to step in. There is and there isn't. It varies. It presents other challenges too. We, I suppose, clergy were mostly trained to be solo runners. You know, we were in charge. That points to the need to develop the skills to collaborate, to work with others, with other priests, with a bishop, with parents and teachers and laity in general. So that those are kind of skills that are needed. But maybe the big challenge out of all this, these scandals and this report particularly, is to learn the lessons and to get the skills which we all need today to keep children safe in the modern world. And that is a big challenge and priority, of course.